Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, What Are We Born to Do?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, No, he will be called John. But they answered her, There is no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Isn't it wonderful that as we have stepped back into ordinary time, we get to celebrate this feast, the solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist? Immediately, our biblical memories are flooded with images of John, his unexpected birth to Elizabeth and Zechariah in their old age, his name coming as a surprise to many, his unique desert lifestyle, and more importantly, his call and mission to prepare the way of the Lord. We recall what the scriptures have taught us about John, the one who baptized Jesus in the Jordan, the forerunner of Jesus, and a preacher of messianic hope. He proclaimed the call to repentance, and his mission was to point to Jesus as the one who is to come. So too, the church teaches us that from the beginning of time, the same loving God who also created us calls us and prepares us to put our lives at the service of love in our world. As we grow in this awareness of such love, we realize that we are to share more deeply by our baptism in the life and mission of Jesus, to be witnesses to his love. How does this mission take shape in our ordinary lives? How do we become who we are called to be, the beloved daughters and sons of God? I suggest we pay attention to how these stories unfold in the lives of those biblical and personal figures in our own lives, parents, grandparents, godparents, patron saints, founders, and how they responded to God's loving call. We accept the invitation daily to listen to God's word, to contemplate and remain open to the promptings of the Spirit in our lives and in life around us. Many have modeled for us what John always knew. He, Christ, must increase, and I must decrease. Also, events in history, both positive and negative, personal encounters that changed our path, God moments that only we can fully understand. They were all involved. Let's take this birthday of John the Baptist to be grateful for the awareness that we are all born to do something amazing for God.